Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This is a special Yom HaTzmaut podcast by Rabbi Daniel Landes. Rabbi Landes is the director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. This morning I met a man who I know, but I bumped into him. On my way walking to the Pardes Minyan, it's Rosh Chodesh, so good Rosh Chodesh to everyone. And an older fellow, terrific shape, a child survivor who fought in almost every war. And he said, this is the week of difficult scheduling. He goes to the Kotel for the night of Yom HaZikaron, Day of Remembrance, because he's the father of a fallen soldier. His son was a true hero. And the next day he needs to go to three other cemeteries all over the country to mourn, and I hope I get it right, a nephew, also a fallen soldier, also a hero. And two of his comrades who fought and died in different wars. And he needs to get back at a certain point. So why? He says, because he celebrates Yom HaAtzma'ut. He celebrates Israel Independence Day with his grandchildren. I say to him, are you able to celebrate after all that? He looks at me and he says, "V'chi yesh derech acheret? Is there any other road? Is there any other way?" One of the elements of Aliyah, was 20 years in the country. Actually, my family has been in the country for several hundred years, the Rivlin family. But my personal Aliyah, the Aliyah of my family, sending a daughter to the army, sending a son to be a combat soldier, see him go off to reserve duty in a not easy spot, is this personal feeling that people you know, for whom Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzma'ut, the Remembrance Day and the Independence Day, are very personal. And then as you live here, it becomes more personal as you remember students that you have buried, friends that you have lost, and the kid down the street, also a true hero, who did something remarkable to save his friends. It's a very personal thing. It's a small country. It's a fractious country. It's a split country. And Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmaut, we often feel each other's pain. And that's why I have to say it here. That's why it's extraordinarily painful when I encounter members of my family who are from the elite of the Haredi ultra-Orthodox community who, at this point, do not feel the same pain. How can I say that? Because I ask them. Because I'm chutzpah enough to ask them. How do you feel these days? They don't feel much. They have a litany of their own resentments. To feel each other's pain, you have to have those cemeteries to go to. And you have to have the ability to move from the anguish, the pain. I don't know why it's called Remembrance Day. The memory is something in the past for everyone in this country, in Yom HaZikaron, who has someone who fell, knows somebody who has somebody who fell. It's not a memory of a past. It's a present pain. Memorial Day may be for other countries, but not for this country, in which, unfortunately, on a recurring basis, the pain is relived. But I guess the difference is in Yom HaZikaron, the Remembrance Day, we allow the pain to be expressed. It would have been impossible, it would have been a shame, it would have been a chil Hashem, profanation of God's name, if we had this Yom HaAtzma'ut, if we had this celebration of independence without a Yom HaZikaron before it, and without the celebration afterwards, the pain, which is unbearable, would truly be insurmountable. These holidays take place within a field of time. From Passover to Shavuot, the days of the counting of the Omer, which was a joyous time at one point in our history, of counting and bringing the Omer sacrifice, became part of the notion of moving from Passover to Shavuot, from Exodus to Sinai, the logical, transcendental culmination of freedom. Freedom with responsibility, freedom with action. And then became historically the period, vague in the sense that we're not exactly sure the dates, and people observe a different type of counting within the counting, within the 49 days of counting. And that's of the crushing of Rebbe Akiva's students, their death in the events surrounding Bar Kokhba revolt, of almost all rabbinic Judaism, which in terms of five, seven surviving rabbis who rebuilt Judaism. But we commemorate their deaths as a public mourning period. Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, was the day that normally we say that the mourning is over. People have different ways of counting, because that's the day that the deaths ended. In the diaspora, at the end of what took place for our experience in Israel, that for 2,000 years, what we commemorated was the end of death. So it's different here now. We have Yom HaShoah, which is an intensification of the terrible possibilities of being a vulnerable nation, a vulnerable people, Holocaust Commemoration Day, and for many of us, the end of the diaspora experience. Diaspora continues, but it ended for many of us in terms of its viability and ontological worth with the Holocaust, intensification of it. We go to Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day, which is current pain and the expression of that pain, and Yom HaAtzma'ut. And I was really detailed. All this is a lead-up to Yom HaAtzma'ut, which I can say now in a few words. Israel depends today, just in the plain fact of it, represents the ability of the Jewish people, for better or for worse, making good decisions, making bad decisions, whatever decision they make, being responsible for it, and living with the consequences of our decisions. Yom HaAtzma'ut, Independence Day, is a day in which Jews can come home. Even if you're observing it outside of Israel, you can, for that day, come home. Israel is not just an experience, a place to send your kids on summer camp. Two wonderful weeks. Oh, we had two wonderful weeks, and we went up to the north, and we went down to the south, and we went to Jerusalem for Shabbat. Of course, Jerusalem for Shabbat. Not a place for experience, it's a place for living. Yom HaAtzma'ut confirms the fact that a Jew, almost everywhere today, they want to go to Israel, not everywhere, and there's people who suffer who are still trying to come, but almost everywhere, if you want to come, you can come. And according to Jewish law, you need to come. According to Nachmanides, it's one of the 613 commandments to come and to live into Israel, and there ain't no excuse anymore. And according to the Rambam, at the very least, it's a mitzvah of Divrei Sofrim, an old traditional law that the rabbis instituted at the very, very antecedents of the rabbinic period to come to live in Israel. There were excuses for leaving Israel. You could leave for parnasa. You could leave to make a living. You could leave to study Torah. If you had a better place to study Torah, you go out to Babylonia. You could leave to, if you're not married, to find the shidduch, to find yourself a match. Those reasons no longer exist. Best place to study Torah on any level, in any direction, is here in the land of Israel. There's a booming economy. You gotta be smart in the rest of the world of how to figure it out. Come to Israel. And thank God, many, many young men and young women, and not so young men and not so young women come here for shidduchim, for their matches. Yom HaAtzmaut is the return of the Jewish people, ontologically in terms of what the Jewish people are, historically, sociologically, the most vibrant Jewish society. Nothing begins to compare with the vibrancy. The vibrancy can run you ragged, but the vibrancy of the land of Israel, and if you want to be challenged to what it is to be a Jew and try to create a just society, Orel Goyim, a light to the nations, a place in which we are Kadosh Lashem, we are holy to God, will come here because the challenges are plenty. That's the only place to do so. I wish you all the joy of the potential of Yom HaAtzmaut. I wish everyone the consolation of the loss of our brothers, of our sisters, of our children, in the wars and in the terror that has surrounded Israel. It's a very, very strong nation. These are people that are able to go to 3-4 cemeteries and then celebrate with grandchildren. The grandchildren want to celebrate with their grandparents. So I wish you all a Yom HaAtzmaut Sameach, just a happy Yom HaAtzmaut. What a privilege to live with all the difficulties in such a time. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.